passage from The Wild Edge of Sorrow by Francis Weller. He says, "Welcoming our sorrow eases the hardened places within us, allowing them to open and freeing us to once more feel our kinship with the living presence around us." This is deep activism, soul activism, that actually encourages us to connect with the tears of the world. Grief keeps the heart flexible, fluid, and open to others. As such, it becomes a potent support for any other form of activism that we may intend to take. So I'm now going to read a poem, but as we go through this, just to say, if at any time you feel overwhelmed or you don't like what's happening, just to invite you to return to the breath, to the body sitting on the ground, to whatever helps to ground you. Okay, so here we go. So this is a poem called Butterfly, and the backdrop to it is that butterflies in the UK have suffered one of their worst years on record against a backdrop of serious long-term decline. Since 1976, numbers have fallen by almost 50%. Today I saw a butterfly, wild, improbable electric flight, joining dots in the air I never knew were there. Are you really leaving us, dancing into the end of the day, fading from view as the sunlight dims, leaving a trail so delicate, an echo of a whisper only a broken heart can hear? And when there is nothing, only the thin and empty air, what shall I do? How can I not hang my head in stricken pain, in grief, in shame? I have blundered into this world of wonder and of dreams, with thick limbs of bone and metal, grinding through the rainbow web of life, hollow-eyed and heavy with my feeding. And now you are going, pulling from my heart an unknown thread. How could I have known that you were the seamstress of infinite light? You laughed as you played, stitching together the light, the dark, all that belongs and does not. How could I have known you played the cosmic scales of fathomless complexity, random alignments bursting into life, joy unfurling in your smiling wake? How could I have known you were not what you seemed? I lost my faith, I lost my way in blunt straight lines and things that could not fly. Oh, do not leave, oh, do not leave. Who shall I follow now? In what can I believe? Oh, do not leave. So now you are the last butterfly on earth. Feel your powdery wings. Your light, almost weightless body. Look at the iridescent colours of your wings and spread them now. Taking off into the wide blue sky, the sun on your wings, rising. Your random fluttering taking you upward, lifting you up into the air. A gentle breeze helps you like a lover's hand, rising and rising to the treetops. And you alight on a twig, settling, but never quite still, trembling, a delicate pulsing of energy on the treetop. In front of your beautiful butterfly eyes, something beautiful appears. What is this beautiful thing? So now you're invited to choose someone or something that lifts and warms your heart. A person who is alive now, a loved one, or one of the countless non-human beings with whom we share this world, an animal, a tree, a forest, or a river. Choosing whatever speaks to you of love, let it come to your mind in all its details. Expression on the face, if there is one. Colour, smell, memories might come too. Notice your butterfly heart responding. Allowing all the feelings of love for this place or this being, making room for it all, honouring it all. You spread your wings again and flutter around, above this being or this place, this living form, in a celebration of love and care, sending and receiving love. Maybe seeing the response of this being or place to the butterfly come to bless it with its colour, its fleeting iridescent presence. Perhaps alighting on it for a fleeting moment, wings trembling in the sun. And then off and up and around. And now attend. You remember where you are. You remember the reality of the state of the world. You remember we stand on the edge of history. You know this being or place you have loved, maybe even more than your own life, is not immune to the ravages of the climactic convulsions bearing down upon us like a vengeance. And in your growing alarm, you hear behind you closing rapidly a ferocious wind. A howling that sounds like a beast in torment, bending the trees like reeds and tearing down houses. A sudden shadow descends over the sun like a great hand. You see your loved one, your precious place, battered by its screeching power. Then the wind falls away in a moment and you see the sun emerging to become fierce and no longer friendly and warm, baking and hardening the earth, trees dying, green turns to brown, crops die, rivers dry up and animals and people seek shelter where they can. You see mass migration across the face of the planet, people and animals in desperate flight. What happens to your loved one? What effect does this calamity have upon them? What trials, what suffering, what fear and chaos will they witness and experience? Perhaps they cannot survive. Perhaps they are scared, wandering and homeless. Witness their pain and bewilderment, their fear, their loss. As far as you can, you are asked to not turn away from all the feelings that arise as you witness this, because it speaks of the love you bear. Perhaps grief, perhaps ache, perhaps numbness, fear or anger. Be kind to your pain. And do not forget in the chaos to hold and to remember your kindness and care for your loved one and for all the suffering beings. You maybe cannot save them, but you can hold them in your heart. This you know how to do, to hold them in your heart. This you can offer and a poem speaks to you like this. Before you know kindness as the deepest thing inside, you must know sorrow as the other deepest thing. You must wake up with sorrow. You must speak to it till your voice catches the thread of all sorrows and you see the size of the cloth. Then it is only kindness that makes sense anymore. Only kindness that ties your shoes and sends you out into the day to buy bread. Only kindness that raises its head from the crowd of the world to say, "It is you I have been looking for." And then goes with you everywhere, like a shadow or a friend. Then something in you tells you to rise, to fly higher. You have to take your leave of your loved one or whatever has become of them. Some ancient instinct is telling you to climb into the sky, to leave all that is familiar and all that you've known, to become part of something beyond what you know, beyond what you are. And as your familiar earth, the place and the people that you've known all your life, retreat into the distance below you. You flutter for one last time in a circle of blessing and fold your wings in prayer and wish them well. And these words fall and flutter around you. They say, to live in this world, you must be able to do three things: to love what is mortal, to hold it against your bones, knowing your life depends on it, and when the time comes to let it go, to let it go. And so you are gone, up into the darkening sky as the world below you starts to revolve faster and faster. As it revolves, years and years pass below you in a blur, falling away like dust. Everything you know, everything you knew, folding into the earth, returning to its origins. Hundreds, then thousands, then millions of years pass away. All trace of this world is gone, erased by the grinding movement of tectonic plates, volcanoes and climatic changes. Mountains rise and fall. Rivers appear and change their course. Forests grow and are covered in ice. Strange shapes move in the deep. The earth slows. Below you appears a new earth. The geography is alien and unknown, the terrain unfamiliar, but it speaks of the potent, unstoppable force of life. Everywhere you look, there are fresh, green forests, majestic mountains and rivers, and in the seas, new life forms swirl. Sounds reach you, the screech and the twitter of birds that you've never heard before. The turbulent rush of water is everywhere. Some creatures you almost recognize, some small and blue orange butterfly-like insects, rise towards you, curious and unafraid of this stranger from a time long past. You feel your heart response to this miracle. The earth renewed, once again in balance, each life form unique and interwoven into a web of infinite complexity. and these words rise in your heart. When it is over, I want to say, all my life I was a bride married to amazement. I was the bridegroom taking the world into my arms. And as the words reach their end, a soft tiredness overcomes you. You've seen so much, witnessed the death of your world, all that is precious to you. Witness the birth of a new world, which will be thriving long after you have passed away. You know your time has come and you must return to this earth and once again become part of it to give sustenance to all those beings who will follow. You fold your wings for the last time like a prayer, and in peace you fall gently to the warm and sacred earth and close your eyes for the last time. And now bringing yourself back to your body, sense of weight and density of the body on the ground, breath breathing itself. And opening your eyes when you're ready, and just inviting you to fold the wings of your butterfly back. And when you're ready, in turn, perhaps placing your butterfly on the earth, on the globe in the middle. Yeah. Okay.